just an absolutely heartbreaker of a story. And it's not one that we ever want to cover in this business, certainly. But then when it hits somewhat close to home, it makes it even worse. A suspect has officially been charged in connection with an attempted murder-suicide that left a Detroit radio news anchor dead, three others injured in Macomb County. Our WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne reports that police are still not giving out a whole lot of information about what led to that attack, and she joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning again, guys. So we'll start with the arraignment of the suspect, 55-year-old LaVon Williamson of Pontiac, charged with several felonies, including first-degree murder in connection to the death of WWJ overnight anchor Jim Matthews, whose legal name is Jim Nicolai.
The court has already made the ruling that the bond is going to be denied. There will be no bond set, no bail set today, sir.
So as you heard there, the judge denied Williamson's bond. He has a lengthy criminal record dating back 30 years. Police say they're still trying to piece together a timeline of what happened the day Matthews was murdered. But here's what they did say. Matthews lived in this condo with his longtime girlfriend and their 10-year-old son and 5-year-old daughter. Sometime overnight last Friday, Williamson arrived at the condo in Chesterfield Township.
Again, he arrived sometime during the middle of the night. And was welcomed in, as a guest of the home.
That is Chesterfield Township Police Chief Brian Bassett. Matthews arrives home after work. That's around 6 o'clock. Police were called at noon. That's the timeline they've given. Sometime between 6 and noon, police say Williamson stabbed Matthews and killed him. He also attacked the girlfriend, the 5-year-old, and seriously hurt the 10-year-old. Here's Joe Nicolai. He's the brother of Jim Matthews.
I'm so angry that this person was even there. I believe that was attacked by trying to stop the assailant from killing his mother and father.
And he's talking about the little 10-year-old there, Joe Nicolai, speaking to Channel 4. Police say they believe this was a case of domestic violence, but they wouldn't give further details, saying they're investigating every detail. It's believed evidence of drug use was found in the house. And Chris, just a quick update on the people who were injured. The 10-year-old boy remains critical condition, but he is stable now. 5-year-old was released from the hospital, according to police. The mother, stable condition, but she's being held for observation. And there's also a GoFundMe page.
So in a former radio life, I was fortunate enough to work with Jim. And everything that you've seen or heard or read about him was true. He was a sweetheart of a man. And you know, we've got a lot of really good media people in this business in town, a lot of really good people. And Jim was one of them. And for something so just horrific to happen to him and his family, it's just heart-wrenching. It is heart-wrenching.
It absolutely is. I also worked at that same place, mm-hmm. and I know my former coworkers are absolutely overwhelmed and devastated by what happened here. They talked about having to cover a story that involved the murder of their coworker and how wrenching that was for them, not to mention their hearts were with these children and the victims here in this really senseless crime.
Yeah, and I think that's the real hard part here is then moving on, right? Because it, obviously Jim is gone, but then you've got his kids who he absolutely loved and adored. And then, you know, the 10-year-old may have tried to intervene and, these stories always look, they suck. We never want to cover these stories. They're awful. But then, and then something like this happens for us personally as working professionals in a business where something like this happens to somebody that you know or worked with, or it's just extra tough, I think.
Absolutely. And again, there's a lot of parts of this story that we don't know yet. The
right.
police were very, very tight-lipped yesterday. They didn't give out a lot. They just gave this very vague timeline, again, 6 a.m. to noon. So.
6 a.m. to noon, possible evidence of drug use.
Mm-hmm.
The 10-year-old got involved and tried to mm-hmm. stop something.
And the person was invited in. The suspect
and the person was invited in.
Yeah, he was. You know,
that's new information that we had not had before.
This was not a break-in or
right.
anything like that.
And, and there had been a lot of questions on the relationship between the woman
mm-hmm.
and this
person
now
police
convicted
not,
or charged murderer.
Yeah, but the police are not giving out anything on that. They say they're still looking into that.
You've been covering stories like this, unfortunately, for a long time. Do you think, yes, there are still puzzle pieces that we don't have to fill the complete picture, but do you think there's something off here? Something is not adding up to me.
I think you'd be correct in that. We don't want to speculate because we don't want to
not
speculate.
Not law enforcement. We don't want.
But yeah, a lot of times when you cover stories like this and you're a week in and there are still big holes in the story, then you start to say, there's something here that we're not being told for a reason and we're going to find out. Look, there's going to be a preliminary exam.
Yep.
We're going to find out more about this person's motives, if there was a motive mm-hmm. to something like this. But we're going to find out more then. But they're not giving it away now.
Mm. Terrible, terrible story.
Just a terrible story. Like both of you, I think we sit at home and you try to put the pieces together. Mm-hmm. And this is just one we're not going to be able to put the pieces together. Yeah. We're going to have to wait for the people investigating this to kind of give us those pieces.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Marie. I think once this prelim goes through, we'll learn at least a little bit more. And I would imagine at this point, police probably have a decent picture of what happened. But I think you're right. I think we'll learn more. Really just a sad story. And you said there is a GoFundMe out there as
there
well
for the
kids?
There is a GoFundMe. It was established by Ashley Quigley. She's the aunt of the Matthews children.
Okay.
They've raised about $13,000 right now. All the money, they say, will be going to these children. So, again, it is under the name of Nikolai on GoFundMe.
All right. Thank you, Marie.
Thank
Appreciate
you, guys.
It. Yeah. Just sad stuff. All right. Coming up next, I want to get into some of this crime stuff because it's really interesting, and maybe even pick your brains on it, too. We'll get to that at 7:19, 7:05, just a couple of minutes from now. We'll give you an opportunity to win some tickets to go see The Who as they come to Little Caesars Arena. Geez, a couple days, October 4th. Great. Great.
Unbelievable.
Great. One of the greatest of all time. That and more as we continue this morning right here on the Paul W. Smith Show.